Hi, welcome to WebCamp TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster, and today we're here with Faith Allington. She's a senior PM on the Web Matrix team. She is continuing, I think this is the third episode we're going to have in our Week of Web Matrix series, and we're going to be talking about more cool stuff to do in Web Matrix today. What's kind of your focus today?
I want to talk about how you would get a site from Windows Azure down onto your local computer and sort of do that development and talk about that experience with Web Matrix.
Awesome. I didn't even know you could do that in Web Matrix.
You can.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's see how to do it.
Okay. So first we're going to take a look at Windows Azure portal. And as you can see here, I have the Web Matrix demo site. And this is kind of a blog that I set up. So I'll just go ahead and quickly browse to it. So this is just a demo blog with basically a bunch of posts and different things that I've kind of set up.
Awesome.
And I could do this all in the portal in the browser and using WordPress, which has a really good sort of interface for doing all of that. Mm-hmm. But now I want to actually do something a little bit more meaty with the site.
Gotcha.
Sort of do some development. So the first thing I kind of want to show you is the process that we're going to follow. So if you sort of search for migrating WordPress, and this is between, you know, from the server to a local machine, there are a lot of kind of guides, and it's interesting to look at them because there's quite a set of steps that you have to go through.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. So pretty much you have to get all the files over, you sort of have to install all the dependencies, you need to move the database, and then there are some custom settings inside WordPress.
Wow. So that's pretty complicated. It'd be nice if WebMetrics would do a lot of that for me.
Let's see what we got.
Let's see what we do.
All right. So this is our site. So I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to notice that there is a Web Matrix button here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and click that. So basically, it's launching Web Matrix. And if Web Matrix was not installed, it would actually be doing all of the installation for me, everything that I need to get Web Matrix running.
Right, right.
And you know, all the different dependencies, the SQL compact, ASP.NET web pages, stuff that comes down.
I think Vishal called that the magic button in the portal.
It is the magic button in the portal.
Okay,
yes. So right now, we're downloading all the files, which is kind of the first step of that tutorial. And you can kind of see in the background that there are all the remote files for the site.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're making a local copy. And one of the things that we're going to do as we're copying the files is we're actually going to run sort of a heuristic against the files to see if we can identify what the application is.
Excellent.
So we might not know. So you can see we figured out that it's WordPress. So I can go ahead and continue. And the next step is anything that I need to get WordPress working. So you might see MySQL, you might see PHP, any of these different pieces that are needed.
Okay.
Now we're sort of on to the last step of the tutorial. And what we're doing is we, now that we got the WordPress package itself and we figured out, oh, this is how we look up the database connection string, we're going ahead and downloading that database connection string. So you're getting a local copy not only of your files, but the database as well, because it's a big part of any web app.
Right. So it's just going to download a copy of the database as well?
Exactly.
Like down to the local machine?
Yep. It kind of all did that. One of the other things it did, if you notice, there was kind of the step where you had to go change a setting inside the database.
Mm-hmm.
It actually went and did that for you.
Wow.
So everything's kind of done.
Yeah.
So we have this local site. Let's just
I don't even think you've clicked a button in WebMatrix yet.
That was my first button,
nice.
Yeah. So you can see we have the local URL. Everything's down, so that kind of huge tutorial simplified down to one step.
Wonderful.
Kind of nice. So the next thing that I'll do is just kind of show you what we have in WebMatrix for WordPress. So you may have noticed in the node pieces that when you got the node template, it actually had node-specific links to help you get started.
Right.
We know it's WordPress here.
Yeah, so we've actually got some WordPress icons in there. Sounds like the WordPress people have sort of extended their package.
They have, yeah. So they've provided all of these pieces for us.
Nice.
So one of the other things that I wanted to do, so I'm familiar with WordPress, so I know that I'm using this theme. And I basically want to add something into WordPress. I'm going to start with something that's interesting in terms of I want to do maybe something in the header, right? So maybe I want to sort of highlight Web Matrix partners.
Mm-hmm.
So what I will do is come over to my theme folder, and I want to do that in the header. So I'll go ahead and open that. And so you can see we have full colorization and support syntax highlighting for PHP.
So we've already seen the syntax highlighting in HTML. We saw it earlier in the week in Node.js,
yes.
And now we're seeing it in PHP.
Yes.
Do you have IntelliSense for PHP as well?
We do. Nice. We do indeed. Nice. And so one of the things that I'm going to do, so I know that my site is kind of around the, around the header of the site, I might want to put just the partners that WebMatrix works with, kind of highlight them a little bit. So I want to go ahead and stick that around these articles. And essentially what I'll do is go ahead and look for a good place to put it. And I think this kind of around here would be interesting. We can just sort of see the header. So one of the other things I have is the snippets extension.
Right.
So we have full WebMatrix extensibility, so anyone can write their own and sort of plug it in.
Fantastic.
So this is kind of nice. You can see that I have the different snippets. So I have sort of this image generator. I'll go ahead and save that. One other thing that I need to do is just get some photos or pieces to sort of show. And I'll go ahead and just drag those in my content directory. And then we can just click the run button. Again, it'll sort of relaunch. That maybe isn't exactly the way that I was intending to get it working.
That's fine.
So let's go ahead and go back and see. So this is kind of interesting. This is one of the reasons I really like doing local development.
Right.
Is because I don't mess up the site
right.
that's running in the
right.
server, and I can do all of this kind of in the background.
Right. So you didn't just actually change your live site so that now there are people out there going, what is she doing with her
wow,
layout?
The WebMatrix team does not know this.
That's a little odd. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot of different extensions over the week. We've covered an iPhone extension. We've covered a couple of different extensions specific to Node. We've talked about the Embraco extensions when you download the Embraco package. Now we're talking about the WordPress extensions when you download that package. I didn't know the snippets was a different extension, but there's tons of them.
Yeah.
You guys done a great job there.
We are all about extensibility.
Good.
So let me go ahead and move this to the right place so we can keep kind of tweaking it and making sure that it's going in the place that we want.
All
so you
locally.
Can see. Yeah, mm-hmm. all locally.
Mm-hmm. All locally.
So some of our partners, there's just some random images that come up.
Good stuff.
So it's pretty nice. One of the other things that was kind of interesting that I wanted to show was a tag cloud.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and look. Today, if you look at my site, I sort of have these categories,
mm-hmm.
but this is one category, right? Not too useful.
Right.
But I do use tags quite a bit.
Gotcha.
So it'd be kind of nice if I could show maybe a tag cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
see. Is there an extension for that in WordPress?
There are extensions, cool. and there I know there's also actually a really quick function I could use.
Awesome.
So that's something I would need to look up.
Okay.
Or
functions.
I'm going to come in here and have this tag cloud snippet.
Awesome.
So I know that I kind of want to have the tag cloud show up here, but I'm not sure what exactly the function is. And one of the things that I get is WordPress, basically IntelliSense or
Fantastic.
Code completion.
Fantastic.
So it's pretty nice. It's easy for users so that basically you can just go, hey, I know that there's a function for tag clouds. I can't remember exactly what it is. And sure enough, there's our tag cloud.
Nice.
And then the other thing I want to do is just set a little simple CSS for that. I'm going to go ahead and open the CSS file. And one thing I can do, rather than keep kind of hunting and pecking for where to put this, is I can actually use this new feature where I can search not only in the current document, I could search multiple documents.
Excellent.
So it's pretty nice. So I'm here in the footer section, and it looks like I have the footer tags that I need. Perfect. Everything is ready to go. We'll go ahead and run the site. And when we go down to the bottom, you can see, hey, all the tags show up. Clearly WebMatrix is the topic of this blog.
Right.
So I could spend a bit more time sort of customizing it, making it look really nice. But one thing I know that you wanted to see was us going up to Azure.
Right. How do we push it back up?
Exactly.
Now that we've made these changes.
Exactly. So one of the nice things is because, I'm going to go ahead and click that publish button,
mm-hmm.
because I downloaded the site directly from the portal, it's actually hooked up with all of my published credentials. I don't need to type anything. It's really nice and convenient. And right now what we're doing is we're actually looking for any changes that are between the server. So you can see that instead of publishing everything, mm-hmm. kind of like FTP does, we just publish the things that are new. We could also publish up the SQL Server. We haven't made any changes to it right now, So we'll go ahead and continue. But basically, there's that full flexibility using the web deploy protocol. It gives you database, gives you content files, permissions, all that good stuff.
Nice. Migrations, whatever else. Nice.
Exactly. So it looks like it's already done. Let's go ahead and browse back up to the server. Just control Y. So you can see the random image generator is now on the server.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we scroll down. We have the tag cloud. So basically, what we're able to do is go to the portal, download the entire site, even though it was never on my local machine, install any of the dependencies that I needed, sort of configure WordPress, bring down the database and the content, as you noticed, we were doing that. I can make any changes I want locally, and then just with a single click, publish it back up to the cloud.
That's wonderful. We did all that in, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
So you had a blog, you had a WordPress blog that you already published out there, and your manager calls you and says, oh, we need some changes made.
Exactly.
And you can just grab it right from the Azure portal, make changes and push it back up. That's wonderful. That was completely painless.
It was.
Awesome. Well, do you have anything else you want to add today? Any other favorite features you want to talk about?
No, we have a pretty good amount. I wanted to show if you didn't kind of already have the site and you wanted to publish it from WebMatrix,
right.
You could actually just come here, download the profile, and when you click publish, you'd actually be
From
a screen, you can import that file.
Nice.
Again, really painless and easy. Another thing that's kind of interesting is we also have sort of remote file editing. So let's say I just wanted to make a quick change on the server. I don't even need to download all of the local files or anything like that. Obviously, I can. So I can either open the remote site directly or from a website that's already hooked up, I can open the remote view.
Awesome.
And basically, I get kind of a listing of all of these pieces. As I download the individual files, you can see that they're coming down. So it kind of saves a lot of space and bandwidth.
Wonderful.
So we sort of have every different way you want to edit your site and publish it to the cloud, we have that.
So you could do the safe way where you download everything and mess with it locally.
Yes.
Or you could bite the bullet and just make all the changes live and hope your manager's not looking at the site right about that time.
Exactly.
That's good stuff. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to have more shows this week on WebMatrix. I appreciate your time. It's very exciting, especially all the PHP IntelliSense. I think it's going to help a lot of us who are learning PHP get better at it. But I have no other questions for you, and I can't tell you how excited I am. I appreciate your time today.
Cool. Thanks, Brady.
Cool. And I appreciate your time as well. Have a great day.